Let's get ready to rumble!
Out of bounds, on the floor.
It's Balls Up Friday with Eddie Howe.
Eddie Howe, so much sport to get through this morning because we want to have a look back at 2020. But I've got to mention this. You're a big Taylor Swift fan. A surprise album drop coming up this afternoon, 3:30. Evermore, her night album drops. Excitement levels?
Through the roof, I think, is the best way to describe it. And, you know, she's in a really interesting position at the moment in her career. Great that we've got new music. But, you know, there's also her going through re-recording her old stuff because
that's right.
There's all sorts of dramas around Scooter Braun and all that sort of stuff. So I'm actually really excited to see her old stuff done again. That's going to be fantastic for me.
Busy times for Taylor Swift. Exciting times for fans. Also, a group of kids that would be very excited this week are the new draft crop of 2020, the AFL draft. It started on Wednesday. I'm not sure if it's finished yet or not. But the two South Australian teams got into the mix, particularly the Crows. They were the headline act with the number one draft pick. But as you predicted last week, they had it snatched out from underneath them.
Yeah, absolutely. So they took that, or they went to take that that player that the Bulldogs had, Yugal Hagen. But it actually worked out really well for them because they bid on that player that was tied to the Western Bulldogs at pick one. It meant that the Bulldogs lost a stack of other picks, which actually enabled them to get James Rowe a little bit later on in the draft. Now, they knew that the Bulldogs were keen on him. So it was great that they were able to play it that way. They pretty much settled on Phil Thorpe as the guy that they wanted, but knew if they bid on Yugal Hagen initially, it would wipe the Bulldogs out of pretty much any chance of picking up Rowe, which they had their eye on a little bit further down the order. And a great bit of stuff from the social media team.
Oh,
the Crows have actually put up the meeting, part of the meeting that they had where they decided on that and worked out that strategy. And fantastic to be able to see that sort of stuff inside the club.
Yeah, check out the Adelaide Crows Twitter account. It's about a two-minute video of the insider discussion about taking Yugal Hagen at one. Phil Thorpe, 200 centimetres and 100 kilos. What are they feeding these kids, Eddie?
No, it's ridiculous. When I was that age, I never knew anybody who was that big or that tall. It's unbelievable the size of some of these. And they're so much more athletes now.
Yeah.
The quality of the type of player that comes through is they just draft these amazing athletes and teach them how to play footy, I reckon. But no, it's really exciting. Lots of local talent for the Crows, and Port got who they wanted in the end as well.
Well, speaking of drafting men, Lachie Jones, who was drafted at 16 by the Power, can already grow a better moustache than me, and he's 19 years old.
Do you know, there was a photo of him that I saw with a couple of the other SA draftees, and he is ready to go. He'll play round one. He is something else, and had a fantastic year for the Eagles. The Eagles and South Adelaide decimated by players going in the draft, but I suppose that's a good thing in one way. That there'll be lots of SA talent, a lot of it staying local as well, but plenty scattered around the country.
Yeah, fantastic things for that local talent. Hey, let's look at the announcement this week because the Olympics in 2024, it's going to be held in Paris. They've made the interesting announcement that a new sport's going to be into the mix.
The ridiculous announcement. It's not a sport, Damon, and this is so bad. Breakdancing is going to be in the Olympics at Paris, and I just can't get behind it when there are a heap of other great sports that could be there in its place. They reckon that it's been in the Youth Olympics, mm-hmm. and so maybe they're trying to attract the younger generation, but you know, I like to think I'm pretty hip and with it and down with the cool kids and that sort of stuff. But nobody I know is breakdancing, Damon. Are you allowed to breakdance if you're practicing for the Olympics coming up? We've got no dancing in South Australia at the moment. But if you're training for the Olympics coming up, can you actually breakdance?
That's a very good question. Listen, I mean, I don't necessarily see it as a sport either. Definitely an art form, a lot of skill involved. But particularly when you've got major sports like squash and baseball and softball that aren't in the mix, I can understand why eyebrows are getting raised. Is there anything else you'd put into the mix?
Darts.
Oh, of course. Of course it would be. Why did I even ask?
Absolutely. Darts has got to be in there. And you're right, there's a whole bunch of things that could go in, you know, croquet. Why isn't that in the Olympics, but breakdancing is?
Remember when I asked you for suggestions? I shouldn't have done that.
I 10-pin bowling?
Yeah, that'd okay. No, I could see 10-pin bowling in there.
What about Monopoly?
Oh,
event,
God.
The,
all right.
The Olympics or something like that.
Consider that topic shut.
There's so many.
Eddie, it has been an extraordinary year in sport. I mean, in news anyway, in 2020. But upheaval in the sporting world. Let's look back on the year that was and identify maybe the top five moments. What do you got?
So starting off at number five, have to make mention of Richmond and their third premiership in 4 years. And in particular, Dusty Martin, the way that he turns up for the big games, puts those big time performances on, and, you know, they're an absolute juggernaut. Really quiet at the draft this week, but why would you need to get involved when they've got the type of squad they do?
Oh, mate, feet up, hands behind the head, they're fine.
Absolutely. So a fantastic effort by Richmond this year and absolutely sensational. Well done to them. At number four, a little bit of a sad note. So I thought I'd put these two together. We can touch on them. Kobe Bryant and Maradona.
Yeah,
the passing
for sure.
of those two absolute legends of their respective sports. And Kobe Bryant, that was all the way back in January.
It's
and
crazy.
I don't know if it seems like last week or 5 years ago. You know, time has distorted over the last year, but crazy to think that that was before everything had really kicked off in terms of COVID and all that stuff this year. And, of course, Maradona recently and the outpouring of emotion that we saw there. Number three, Novak Djokovic.
Yeah, sure.
Belting the
US
woman
Open,
in the throat with the tennis ball at the US Open. Unbelievable. And this guy has just been an absolute tosser all year, right?
He
hasn't redeemed himself in any way, shape, or form. He's dancing in nightclubs in the height of COVID, and everybody got crooked. Tried to start this breakaway tennis union, was holding his own tournament. Anyway, the less said about him, the better, but that's a bit of fun. Number two is about the empty stadiums and the cancellation of sport this year. And a big one was the Australian GP, the Grand Prix in Melbourne.
Oh, what a mess.
That was absolute chaos
when
that got cancelled because people were still turning up. I think it was the Friday morning, and there was no sort of control as to how people were turned away from the event, and so the panic spiraled out of control as a result of that when things were really new in terms of COVID. And so that was nuts. But the way that sport has looked different this year in empty stadiums and cancelled events, all that sort of stuff at number two. But for number one, we have to finish on a light note. And the number one moment of the year has to be the Australian women's cricket team winning the World Cup.
Absolutely.
Back in March.
Couldn't agree more. It's
triumphant for the Aussies and for sport. It was a huge moment and so grateful that we got it in before COVID shut down a lot of things.
It's like a week before it all happened.
Yeah, we just got there in time. And even things like being able to have Katy Perry here, who wouldn't have been able to get here a week later if they had played the game with no crowd and all that sort of stuff. But the thing that is a bit of a shame is that we haven't been able to celebrate that achievement as much this year as we would in a normal year. That team deserved praise.
Yeah,
and all of the stuff, all of the fanfare, touring around the country, showing off the trophy, all of that sort of stuff, which we did miss out on this year, but an amazing achievement for the girls, for the Australian women's cricket team, and for sport in general. It was sensational.
I'm so glad you had that for number one. Brilliant. And the fact that you were also able to weave in calling Novak Djokovic a tosser, just even better. What a way to
Can
finish.
Can I get away with that on Breakfast Radio?
Definitely. What a way to finish Balls Up Friday for 2020. Eddie, we've loved your unique take on sport in what has been a very difficult year. Look forward to chatting you again after the summer.
Have a great Christmas, mate.